My name is Susan Job. I am 45 years old. Today is January 25th, 2019. I'm speaking with
Stephen Hillman.
Okay. Who is a veteran in Valonia, Arkansas. Okay. So, can you tell us something that you're proud of yourself for?
Well, being a veteran, serving my country, back during a time when it wasn't politically correct to be a veteran during the Vietnam War, served in the Marines in Vietnam. And of course, back here, you know, everybody was protesting and all that and everything, so.
How did that make you feel about your service when you were sacrificing and maybe the sentiment was not positive at home?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it that much. My whole family had been in the military all the way back to the Civil War. And it was, I guess, sort of like a family tradition.
Mm-hmm. Part of your heritage.
Uh-huh. And so I meant, you know, freedom of speech. They had a right, I guess, to do what they were doing. So I didn't really think about it too much.
Would you consider yourself a leader then or now?
Then or now. Probably a little more now than then. You know, I was just Joe Snuffy in the Marines and, you know, did my duty to my country and everything. I remembered I'd went to a Joan Baez concert out in California, and of course with a short haircut that the Marines all wore. I don't know how many of the, you know, that peace activists had come up to me and said, you know, we can get you to Canada if you want, because they knew I was in the military.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nobody back then wore hair that short.
Wow.
And I said, no. And they said, why don't you want to go? And I said, I'm not going to embarrass my family.
Right.
You know, I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do my duty, and that was it.
Do you feel like, you mentioned Joan Baez, do you feel like music was...
I liked the music from then.
Yeah, and how it was influential, especially during that time period.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us maybe some of your favorite artists that you liked to listen to at the time?
Well, in Vietnam, I liked that song that I'm on a jet plane, or it was mm-hmm. something about going home, on a jet plane going home. And I thought, well, one of these days I'll be on a jet plane going back to what we call the world.
Right.
You know. Because you know, Vietnam was a sort of a third world country, so.
So, what are you most grateful for in your life?
Well, you know, you look around the world and just so much stuff going on and everything, the terrorism and all that and everything. I'm just grateful to be living here.
Mm-hmm. We are blessed to live in America for
mm-hmm.
sure. Can you tell us about someone who's been maybe the most influential person in your life and maybe what it was that they've taught you?
Probably my dad. He served in World War II and in Korea. And, you know, he just told me what it was like to be a, you know, a patriot.
And what was his name?
James Hillman.
James Hillman.
Yeah, I've got a picture of him over there where he was a artillery man in World War II.
Wow, that's special. So before you joined the military, you have this family history,
mm-hmm.
And then you go off to boot camp. Can you think of any funny stories from those times?
Yeah, I remember... I had to sleep on the floor one night in boot camp because I dropped my rifle. The DIs didn't like for you dropping your weapon. If you dropped your weapon, it got to sleep in your bunk that night and you got to sleep on the floor. Because you was damaging government property.
Right.
We had the M14s, the big heavy
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could see where those might be easy to drop. For sure.
And I dropped out of high school. Not, you know, that's not condoning that. Because I thought I knew everything, so I figured I wanted to go off and see the world, so I went and joined the Marines.
Right.
I dropped out in 11th grade, but I eventually got my GED and went on to college.
So what made you, what made you choose the Marines, that branch of service?
Well, I was contemplating going in the military. My dad and most of the ones in the family had been in the Army, but I didn't want to go in the Army because I figured I'd wind up, you know, being in the infantry, which Marines, you're always an infantryman first, so it didn't make any difference, really. But anyway, I was down at the old post office where they had the recruiting station, and I would just stand there looking at all the posters, and this big old arm come around my shoulder, and I looked up at this Marine recruiter. He said, "You want to be a man?" I said, "Sure." And so he pulled me over into his office.
And that was that, huh?
That was that.
There's probably no escaping after that. Yeah. So is there someone maybe that you served with that you remember fondly that you could tell us about?
Not really.
Maybe a friend. Friend that you made, or what are some fun things that you did together with your crew while you were deployed? In your free time, maybe?
In my free time,
mm-hmm.
When I was in the service? Usually we went to town and drank. But, there was, you know, sightseeing, stuff like mm-hmm. that. The Caribbean, I remember, I liked the islands down there, you know, they was right. real nice looking right. and pretty yeah. scenery, and Panama with its jungles and big spiders. And
so no funny pranks that y'all played on each other?
Oh, yeah, we played
Can
pranks
you tell us
all
about
the time.
Some of that?
Yeah, we usually when you'd catch some guy in his bunk laying there like all stretched out with his arms out and everything, sound asleep, you'd put shaving cream in his in his palms. Then you'd tickle his nose.
Yeah, then he gets a face full of shaving yeah. cream, right?
I had that happen to me, too. They got me back. And then one time I put shaving cream in this guy's boots. And, okay. This one in Vietnam, we was out in the elephant grass and everything, and the gooks were shooting, the NVA was shooting at us, and they were shooting over my head, and I thought, why are they shooting over my head? And then I remembered the Vietnamese always thought Americans was 6 foot tall or taller, and they always shot high. So wow. I was hiding down in the grass, and they were shooting over my head.
Right. Wow. That's something.
I guess that's how I got out of there without a scratch.
Did you ever get caught breaking any rules?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you get away with something that you weren't supposed to do?
Yeah, all the time. But it's not polite for family conversation.
Okay. Well. So what did you learn about yourself? Can you tell us some things you learned about yourself through your service?
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do a job, get it completed. You know, if you got a goal for life, like I knew eventually I wanted to go to college, so I did. So, you know, even though I dropped out of high school, my college professors didn't believe me. That I told them I was a high school dropout.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you get to college? I told them, I said, I don't know. I just walked in here and they let me in.
So can you tell us maybe some of your hopes for the future today?
Well, I hope, you know, kids growing up nowadays respect this country and, you know, try to better it and everything. You know, don't be a freeloader on your parents. Get out and get you a job. You know, work.
Can you tell us, from a veteran's standpoint, what are some things, in your opinion, that show respect for country?
Well, you know, just respect everybody. Don't badmouth your country, you know. I mean, there are so many opportunities here. It just seems like everybody wants to badmouth the country about something. But, I mean, what alternative do you have? You know, you look at some of these other countries and everything, people don't have freedom to speak or anything like that. So, you know, beats a bad country.
Absolutely. Well, if you could give us one piece of advice, what would it be?
Just respect your parents, because they learn things without the internet.
True that. True that. Well, we thank you so much for your time today, and we've enjoyed visiting very much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.